You're listening to a program of three concertos from three countries on Into the Light. I'm Catherine Michel. We're going to lighten up now after these two serious works and move to France and the music of Germaine Taillefer. She was born in 1892 in a suburb of Paris. She began composing as a very young girl. When, at the age of 12, Taillefer announced her intention to pursue a career in music, her father equated her career choice with that of the prostitutes of Montmartre. Thus, her attendance at the off-limits conservatoire was a clandestine affair, accomplished with her mother and the local parish nuns as co-conspirators. As a pianist prodigy with an amazing memory, she won numerous prizes. She won first prizes in sight-reading, harmony, and counterpoint, placing her ahead of better-known classmates Arthur Honegger and Darius Milhaud. She eventually became the only woman in the group Les Six when it was formed in 1920. Her wide-ranging interests extended far beyond musical activities to decidedly non-musical pursuits, such as earning a license to pilot a hot air balloon. Taillefer eventually settled on composition as the main focus of her creative expression, when overwhelming bouts of stage fright led her to abandon thoughts of a performing career. She composed over 300 compositions, including works for piano, orchestra, chamber ensemble, ballet, opera, film, and voice. The French philosopher Gabriel Marcel called the piece we're going to listen to an explosion of sunny delight. It came about as the result of a commission by the conductor Pierre Monteur after the successful premiere of Taillefer's Overture for Orchestra, which Monteur had conducted. She was given carte blanche to compose a work for any instrumentation. She grabbed the opportunity to put together a concerto grosso for two pianos, joined by orchestra, eight singers, and saxophone quartet. It was premiered in 1934, and then apparently never played again, although it won unanimous praise from the critics. The piece is in three movements. The wordless voices are treated as additional instruments of the orchestra. The second movement uses no upper strings and includes a Persian folk song. The finale is a fugato with a cadenza for unaccompanied voices. This recording features the Clinton-Narboni duo on the pianos with the Orchestre du Conservatoire du Centre de Paris, Bruno Poindefer, conductor.